Hello, friends. I've been wondering how and what to communicate with you in this interim period, and it turns out that I'm not as tech savvy as I would like to be. So today you'll get an audio file, and hopefully tomorrow you'll get to both see and hear from me. At the time of this recording, I've yet to receive much more guidance from our public health officials or the wider church. I've seen the CDC recommendation of keeping gatherings to 50 or less for the next 8 weeks, and I do understand what that means. That being said, I want to assure you that the consistory and I are taking this very seriously. After we have more guidance from the health department and the wider church, I will be sure to update you. Now, as I keep looking at the stock market and how it's doing and how Europe and Canada are responding to this pandemic, I'll be honest with you, it's causing me anxiety. Even still, I'm reminded of a certain scripture. In the Gospel of Matthew, in the 6th chapter, we read, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, or what you will eat, or what you will drink, or about your body, or what you will wear. Is life not more important than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider about the lilies of the field and how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear?' For it is the Gentiles who strive for these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow's worries will bring enough of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." Now, maybe you're thinking that this gospel and I are advocating not to worry about what's going on with COVID-19. Quite the opposite. I've never read this passage as an admonition about worry per se, but about worrying about the things that don't matter. So in this increased time of anxiety and fear, I ask you not to worry about the small things. Don't worry about what your friends and neighbors are doing. Instead, be aware of what you need to do to take care of yourself, your family, your community. My friends, my hope for you this day is that you can take a moment and breathe deeply. And as Psalm 46 says, to be still and know that I am God. We will weather this together. Now may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face, the rains fall soft upon your fields, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. I'll talk to you soon.